Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view, injuries, big trades, player news, yeah, sector competition, and he played with Tony Dungy, better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz,
said everything you need and more, yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before, we call him
Big Game James,
yeah,
Big Game James, Big Game James.
What's up, everybody? It's that time again. It's Tuesday. It is time for Big Game Sports Buzz, where the sports fanatic and the pro athlete get together and talk about sports and all things related to that. I am Jay Stoggs, the buff nerd. Let's go. And of course, I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the reason why the show is called what it is, Big Game James. What up, Duke?
Hammer, don't hurt him!
My bad.
I just felt like
so excited.
I might just ran everybody away. What's up?
It did. It scared everybody. What's up, man? Skirt.
Man. Episode 83, Jay. And the close of another season of Big Game Sports Buzz.
That's right, folks. This is it. Yeah. Some of you may be saying, oh, but wait. Big Game, buff nerd. There's still sports. There's Major League Baseball. There's Women's National Basketball Association still going on.
There's
FIFA. There's World Cup stuff. There's La Liga. Stop it. Okay. We're going to take a break after this because, yeah, you ain't really watching it. Even though I'm watching it. Go Rangers. But, you know,
and it's not even just the fact that it's not sports going on that we're watching or not watching.
Yeah.
It's the fact that, you know, brothers got families and vacation times coming up.
That's right.
Going back off, refresh. Now, Big Game is going to be dropping some nuggets and words of wisdom you know, take a couple weeks off. And then next thing they'll come back when it's time to get ready for training camp to start, which refresh. We all cannot wait for, boilers.
Can't wait.
No, that's some good. I need to get that one. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Need to sample that.
That's that. Hey, Bart Scott. I'm going to hit him up like, hey, man, I know everyone samples that, but we'd really like to ask your permission to sample that.
That's classic. He probably don't even own that because he was a player at the time. So I bet whatever network he said it to, which I believe it was Sal Palantonio of
ESPN
at the time.
So, yeah. Well, it'll be let's see. It's playoffs. CBS.
Oh, you may be correct. Then.
I think
It may not have been Sal Palapinto.
Yeah,
as my mom used to like to say.
Let me talk about moms, man. She's my lady. All right. Anyway, hey, thank you for joining in again with us. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this cast out to your friends.
This is how I'm getting 30% cash back.
What are you doing? This is why we're going on vacay. This is the reason why, because Game is doing stuff like this.
No, dog.
Jeez.
I'm just queuing up the sound effects.
You ain't queuing up nothing, man.
They run ads, bro. That's my bad. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I say to those ads?
Find the button. I could have said it three times by the time you find it.
Damn.
I could have found that button five times by the time you hit that, man. Oh, but you got that on lock. See, look at that. Yo, this the podcast today, year in review halfway. So we're going to half-ass review. That's how I feel, man. I stayed for the whole training, bro. But no, the year in review.
Jay Stoggs did not leave to go to the Whataburger line early, y'all.
I didn't, man. I stayed all the way through. That's why we're in the state we're in now.
Hey, man, before we get started.
What up?
How'd the track meet go? How'd Lil Man do?
For most of the races, he was not the last one. The last race in the 400, my man stopped on the curve. He ran a little bit, and then he stopped on the curve, and he ran a little bit. And let me tell you what's funny, though. No, I gotta tell you this, man.
Oh, shoot.
So there's, you know, parents behind this. They don't know whose kid. They know who the kid is, but they don't know we're his parents.
Right.
They're like, look at this kid. Oh, my God. He ain't going to, I don't know why he out there. And I'm sitting in front of them.
Uh-huh.
My parents are behind me. And they're like, whose child is that? I mean, dude, he's he's holding up the whole track meet. Like nobody can leave until he finishes. So he powers up and then they kind of figure out, so I yell out, keep going, don't stop. Finished. Like, that's his daddy. Oh, that's
we sorry. we didn't mean to talk about your baby like that.
Come on, finish. I told the coach, I said, hey, you know, I love you, coach. Don't put my son back in there, man. That's not his race, bro.
Never, ever.
So the mom is saying, no, that's perseverance. That's character building. I said, listen, we all trying to leave. It's hot out here. Don't. That's not his race. We got to know. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to know what your strong suit is, what you good at, what you bad at.
What you think about that game, though? If you have an athlete,
uh-huh.
And yeah, they starting out their beginning, you know, and this but you – they're not very good at that particular thing, you know. What do you pull them, or you just say, "Hey, you look, keep pushing."
Hey, Jay, as crazy as it sounds, dog, you have to be honest with yourself and with your child, because, man, I've seen a lot of parents,
yeah,
set kids up to assume, "Hey, well, you know, I did great." I get as a coach now, I get it all the time, like. Well, you know, my baby can do this, my baby can do that. You talk to the child, like, yeah, you know, I've been playing running back, I've been doing this, I've been doing that. And you see that kid get to moving, and you just like, who you been playing with your daddy in the backyard? Like, and like I said, I'm not, and I have been known as Coach Dream Killer sometimes. Like, sometimes it's
Coach Dream Killer. I love it.
Yeah, hey, sometimes it's big game's job to be the bearer of bad news.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. You know, you got to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
So every staff has one.
Yes.
You have to be honest, though.
Yes. But
you have to learn how to do it in a way that you don't kill their whole morale and their spirit and make them want to just give up on sports altogether.
Right.
In general, it's like, hey, man, you know, you were awesome today. I love your effort. I love what you try to do. You get better every time you're out here, but you know, you will better serve the team in a different capacity.
There you go.
And we're trying to win right now. And the only way that we're going to win is if you are willing to let us use your talents at this position.
That's it. Wallace, what up? Good to see you. Listen, Wallace, we're doing year in review up to now, but the question I posed was, hey, look, my son, you know what I'm saying? It's my dude. Yeah, he was running the 400. That's not him. That's not him, man. That's not him.
And as a coach, Jay, you have to know what suits your athletes.
Right.
And I'm sure, little man, to remain nameless because he's a minor on this show, it's Jay Stoggs, little man. Has gone to practice and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Run this race at practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if the outcome is like this in the meet, the coach and me is telling me that the outcome has been similar to this at practice.
Yes.
So why do that to the child, to the parents, to anybody else?
Yeah.
If you're trying to find a racist for them to run, go through a line. Because I don't know how this is a youth track. Is it what, they give them three running events that they could do it? That's it?
Man, look, the way I've been seeing it, if they want to run it, they run it.
Oh, that's damn.
What they've been doing. Yeah, like, okay. He was up there like, hey, I want to do the 1500. Like, bro, you can barely do four. I said, you know what 1500, you know what that is? I said, man, that's 3¾. I said, that's 3 times around the track, and then you run another 3/4 of the way. Man, come on, bro. Come on. No.
Did his face change when you told him what it was?
He just kind of looked at me like, I said, look, you one lap. You think you run one lap? I can run one lap. He can't run one lap. Let me put that out to you. He can run about half of that lap, maybe, but he'll gonna walk the other one in disgust. So So he did the walking. They do walking. They do 100, 200, 400. Walking, they do 15. He ain't doing 15. I told him, don't you even think about that. Don't you fix your mouth. I said no for him.
Very good, man.
I'm a parent that has coached and has coached good kids, great athletes, and I've coached some really bad ones. And I've gone to parents and said, listen, this is going to have to be a recreational sport for this child. Please don't put any more pressure on them thinking they going pro.
Right.
And they're in third grade. This ain't for them. So,
and that's another thing, Jake. Parents have to realize, and y'all, we're gonna get into our sports topics, don't trip. But parents have to realize that they can't make their kids live their dreams out.
Man.
And that's... you know, me being a former professional athlete, used to be like, oh man, you got two boys, they can do blah blah blah, they're gonna be just like their dad. And then, you know, I finally had to come to the realization and point to where it's like, yo, I need to ask my kids what it is they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not fair to them and it's not fair for me. I should not assume that they want to play sports just because their mother and their father played sports. Now, it just so happened they did. But, you know, my oldest got to a point where he was like, hey, Dad, I want to play in high school. And after that, I'm chilling. I just want to go to school and be a student.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. I respect that. And now I don't have to invest no more money in the side stuff.
Right. You know, yeah. Appreciate that, Wallace. Yeah, coach have to find something that he can do instead of just throwing him out. Then when the coach knows that, he's not good at running 400, he's just not good at it. And like I said, I had that conversation with the coach at the track meet today. Like, hey, man, I love you, but that's put him in javelin. That boy like to throw. He got a good arm. Put him at javelin, man. Let's do what he does well. You know, let's do what he does well. My son, he want to be a quarterback. I'm like, bro, you a center, defensive end, linebacker. Me and the coach just sat there and looked at each other today because he wants him. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm looking at him. He's like, yeah, he's aggressive. That's him. If you want to be a quarterback, look, my family has not been blessed with height. We haven't, okay? We vertically challenged, all right? That's what we are. We haven't been blessed with that. But we thick and we aggressive. Now, I don't know about you, but Deion, Coach Prime, who I love and appreciate, because I think he's one of the realest out there, he said you need dogs in that position.
All the time.
So That's it. Speaking of Coach Prime, today we're talking about, like I said, headlines that have caught our eye throughout this season or this year. There's been quite a few. This has been a busy sports year up to this point, to be honest with you.
And I don't think it's going to slow down at all.
No. And of course, top five tonight is going to be, and I'm going to change this up because that's what I do the game all the time, according to him. But what we're going to do is top five trades we've seen this far this year.
No, you can't do that.
I just did it though.
No, but you can't. I didn't prepare for that.
What'd you prepare for?
Top five trades all time.
Okay, we'll do that too.
Now we can talk about, since we just year review, we can talk about some trades this year that have caught our eye and surprised us.
Yes.
We can talk about it.
Yes.
But, you know, if you, you know, you think you're just going to hit me with that last minute. Nah, bro.
How long have you been waiting to hit that one?
The gun? A minute.
Yeah, a long time, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, a long time.
Bro. I know you've been waiting on that one. Oh my gosh! I know.
But hey, parents, yeah. If any of you parents out there, you catch this late, make your kids be active, but don't try to make them pros at a sport right now. Keep them in multiple sports and keep them well rounded because it will benefit them later. 85% of athletes who become professional played in multiple sports growing up and did not specialize in one sport at all. Or if they did, it wasn't until maybe they got to high school. So quit trying to make little baby specialists. Let your kids be a kid. Let them play. Get them off the video game. I do understand that. But don't try to get to the NFL, NBA, WNBA, PBA, Professional Bull Riding, Cornhole Association. Don't try to do none of that through your kids, man. Let them be kids and decide, you know, if it is what they want to do. You know, they might turn out to be some e-gamers one day. And, you know, you just buy them the best console and chair you can buy. And just, in your mind, you still know it's not a sport, but let them do that shit.
That's it. That's it. Oh, okay. Let's jump into this because Wallace and I already got it. Yes. Wallace, you said Poole was going to get traded. And
Wallace, Jay Stoggs don't listen to nobody, man.
No. I agreed with you. I said, you know what? I said it was going to be either they looking towards what they have right now or they're going to look towards the future. Somebody had to go. It was either going to be Draymond or Poole. That was it. But I did say if Poole is traded, watch Draymond going to come running.
You said Draymond
going to come running.
Hey, now, but did you hear all the rumors of how the punch and the fight started?
I don't hear he was just talking junk. You know, he was just talking noise. He couldn't back it up. It was like he's still, like bucked up to him.
But it was still like, it's stupid. But at the same time,
stupid.
Jordan Poole kind of asked. If it's true, Jordan Poole asked for it. So, you know, one went to Michigan, one went to Michigan State. So I heard it was jabs there. Jordan Poole was like, you know, they called him the king of the triple single. And that he was never going to get paid his money. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just got to a point where, you know, he got to the money part and Draymond averaging a triple single. Draymond lost it. Just, you know, because they say Draymond warned him several times. Like, hey, man.
Yeah, he did.
We done, dog. Let it go. And said Poole kept running his mouth. Now, I will give this to Jordan Poole. Something statistically that came up over the last two seasons, Jordan Poole is only the second person to make more than 200 three-pointers or something like that.
Yeah.
Next to Steph Curry. Now, granted, this year in the playoffs, when he needed it, it didn't come. And I think when it comes down to it, they paid Jordan Poole because they thought he deserved the money after having the season he did the year before this season, the championship season.
Yeah.
Came out this year. He never got over getting socked by Draymond. He didn't perform in the playoffs. He acted withdrawn. And if you had to say who brings more value to my team, then the answer is Draymond Green over Jordan Poole. And I think that's what the Warriors did. So I think they're banking on them being probably the only team that's going to be dumb enough to give Draymond close to 100 mil or 100 mil that he wants to get that bag to secure it, that they let Jordan Poole go.
It's tough, but it's not tough. Again, I don't know. I don't understand what.
I kick facts on that one, dog. All right, I'll stop. I'll stop.
Y'all help me, please. This man, please, y'all pray hard for us. Draymond getting his money, and again, we're talking about a difference of maybe $3 million a year, which, you know, it's kind of crazy just to say just the difference.
Yeah, when you say that kind of money with the NBA, man, it's just $3 million. He tripping. Because, we know the NBA money is not a whole lot. But
No. And that's what I'm saying. Look.
Yeah, they're going to give Draymond that bag, Wallace. You're right. I think so. Yeah.
they're going to re-sign him for whatever they're going to re-sign him for. I mean, it's again, it wasn't about the money. And I said that before. I said it wasn't about the money. It was about what the organization was going to do with Poole. And if they said, hey, you keep Poole, I'm out. If he's gone, I'm there. But yeah, that's the biggest deal there. Collins and look.
Hey, Wallace, I'm gonna go and tell you the truth. And since we just doing the year in review, I don't even know if we're gonna do that one segment. That was my old hell no for the night. Because John, the Hawks have been trying to unload this contract for a while, Jay.
For a long time.
They've been trying to unload the John Collins contract.
Yeah.
Okay, so they finally find a suitor in the Utah Jazz. You get rid of the contract, but guess what you get?
Another one.
Oh, there's Rudy Gay!
It's another one.
How the hell does this make... And you get Rudy Gay in a future second-round pick. You don't get better at all.
No.
Yeah, it frees up money, but what are you really going to go get in free agency? Because most of the big moves, I mean, there's no big moves left to be made right now that I see. I just, boy.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, that made me beyond mad?
Bro,
beyond mad, dog.
There's something wrong in Atlanta right now from the top down that it just seems as though they can't get out of their own way.
Oh, Lord Jesus, man.
They may buy out Rudy Gay. They might, you know.
I know. I mean, and that's cool. They buy out Gay to let him go. Now, this is my whole thing. No disrespect to Rudy Gay, but this is about just 6 years too late on getting him.
Yeah.
Any kind of help.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a plan behind it. They do buy him out. Okay, they can still free up another roster spot. What are they going to do big picture-wise to get somebody in here to help?
What are they doing this season?
Do they plan on getting rid of Trae Young to free? I mean, Hawks got to be walking around shaking my head. You know what I'm saying? Look like Cool Mo D with a cross-color jacket on at a Criss Cross concert.
Wow.
Confused. That's confused. That's what that is. They got me walking around confused, Jay.
That's deep, man. That's deep. That's deep. Cause I got made fun of him wearing cross. I got made fun of wearing cross colors like 2 years too long. So
you can't let it go.
I love cross colors, man. Like,
hey, dog. I love the pockets. You can get everything.
Yeah, I love it, man. Why cross colors? Why?
Hey, go ahead, man. My bad.
No, I was just gonna say I couldn't wear FUBU, man. It was just something about FUBU I couldn't do.
Fetty girl, was that Fat Farm? Fetty girl
stuff. I think that was Fat. Yeah.
Hey, but
the free money to be able to get a few players in free agency. Who? Free agency is up by Friday.
No, is it? Is it Friday that it's over?
Friday.
One
Friday.
Ooh, yeah.
Who they gonna get?
I don't know, though. It's free agency.
And who's in free agency that you even want? That's the real part about that.
Man. Dude.
So you ain't gonna get Dame.
Nah.
You know, so what else is out there? That's the biggest fish right now. And
we already know Dame is gonna be, if anything, he's going to Miami. Or that's where he would need to go.
I guess I don't know if Miami is the spot, but okay.
Where else do you see him? Philly.
Philly would be a good spot.
I think Miami would be a better one.
But what you would have to give up to get him is the key there. Like, dude, you basically giving up everything plus picks.
Well, because think about it. Right now, Portland has three of the same players on the roster right now.
Yeah,
they got Dame, they got Simons, and they drafted Scoot Henderson.
Yeah,
it's like one of them got to go. You get one of them up, maybe alleviate a little bit. I don't know, dog. It just, you know, it comes down to it, and you look at the different moves that were made. Look, LeBron had to leave.
Yeah.
KD had to leave.
Yes.
Bosh had to leave his team. If Dame wants to solidify a chance of being relevant and have a chance at the championship to help the legacy, he's got to talk to the Portland Trailblazers about exploring a trade for him. If there's no need for him to stay in Portland just to say, I stayed with one team my whole career.
That's over. That's over. And, hey, you can say Collins had to go because he had this, he didn't show – no one showed up in big games. No one showed up in big games for Atlanta. And that's the real, okay? No one showed up.
Scott, you don't have to do that right now, bro. You don't have to do that. But Wallace, needless to say,
tell me
I know Collins had to go. But it's just another case of waiting too long to move assets that you can get stuff for. If they do it a year earlier, they get more for the trade. Yeah. That can help now, opposed to, you know, going out and getting a little game James from the D League.
Right.
You know, it changes things up. But Collins' contract had to go. They overpaid him when they paid him. Like, great role player. He's a great starter to have to help get you some rebounds, a couple of highlight dunks a game.
Yeah.
But he's not going to carry the team. He's not going to be that second piece to Trae Young to get Atlanta, you know, over the hump where they thought he was going to be after having the one, you know, good season. It's just, he's not that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. I know this is kind of turning into that talk, but that's okay. I'm cool with it. I think when you look at teams like Atlanta and you look at teams that are like, it's weird. Like they don't want to say they're rebuilding, but they seem to be in a transition phase because they need more than one player. Like it's not a one player kind of deal that's going on in Atlanta. Like it's a thing.
It's multiple.
They need to. Yeah,
and you
got to
find about three. I mean, honestly, and I mean,
they couldn't find a trade partner last year. Well,
I heard there were several offers out there for Collins. Yeah. I just don't think Atlanta liked any of them. Didn't take any, and I think any of those supposed ones last year could have been better than this. But needless to say, I'm not mad at them freeing up the money. Wallace, I'm not mad at them freeing up their cap space to try to do something. The question is, what are they going to do? That's the biggest, to me, the biggest question of what's going on in the basketball program. You know what I'm saying? That's
in the basketball, in the association. Yeah, that's for sure. Because between that and like I said, there's big movement, you know, that's going on. I mean, the Bradley Beal deal, the Porzingis is now that trade has been one of the biggest ones that's been talked about here lately.
The three-team trade of Porzingis, Smart, and Jones.
Yes.
Okay.
And in particular, Porzingis, and really also Beal is in that as well. But the fact that now everyone is saying, you know, well, Porzingis to Boston presents probably the best chance for Boston to move ahead of where they were last year.
Still no guard.
Do you need a guard when you have Brown and Tatum?
Well, they show they don't do a great job of facilitating, so you need to take the ball out of their hands, maybe run them off some screens and do some other things with them. I would think they would play better with the ball out of their hands.
You know, Wallace, just answer that because Atlanta's front office has issues. That's why they drafted two guards again.
My monitor.
I don't know, man. What happened to it? Just jiggle the thing.
That's what I'm doing. I think it came
out. Jiggle the thing. Again, you have Tatum who was bringing up the ball. Brown is an off the ball player. Porzingis is a good passer, and he can play defense, you know, down on the block. So, hey, guess what? This not bad at all. I could see that. Now, your bench, what happens there? I don't know. But, again, that's – we'll see. But I think this is – I think Boston definitely got value out of this trade with Porzingis. Porzingis, after he left Dallas, got his confidence in Washington back, and now looks like a better player because he doesn't have to be the man.
No, you're right. And think about it, Jay. He's going there to replace the old Al Horford, who's retired.
Yeah.
Which he can do more than what Al Horford did last year.
Absolutely.
Now, the only thing, and I still think Boston made a mistake by not playing Robert Williams a little bit more. But no one plays big boy ball anymore. They like it for the defense, but they don't really look to bang in the paint. They want to get that out. They want to get that jump shot.
Yeah, no, your big man is shooting from the elbow, or he's, you know, shooting from outside and in the perimeter. Can Porzingis stay healthy for a full season? He did it in Washington this last year.
Yeah, he did stay healthy this last year.
He was healthier this last year, you know, and I think it was just – and, Game, you talk to this, man. I think there are times when people are – they're hurt, and then they're not really hurt, but it's a mental thing, and it's an emotional thing where it's like, I feel okay, but I don't – almost like the Zion deal, right? I don't feel like Zion yet.
Ben Simmons.
That's another place that people are talking about Dame can go to, which I think he should not, because that's a total dumpster fire there.
To where?
Brooklyn.
Why? Brooklyn's not going to compete at all.
They have
nothing there at all. Dame is going to have to go the LeBron James route if he leaves. He's got to go team. He's got to – or the KD route when he went to Golden State. Let's just say what it is. He's got to go somewhere where there's already a couple more established players that they can get the ball and run. You know, they can, you know, get it going.
Do you see them going to L.A., to the Lakers?
I don't. But just because I don't think the Lakers have enough assets and pieces to move – to be able to make that contract work.
They could do it, but what they'd have
now,
to give.
It would work. I mean, could I see him being a good fit for LeBron and AD? Talking about someone staying healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Dame would be beyond awesome in L.A., dog. But contract-wise, I don't see how it makes sense. I don't think there's enough money out there. And the way the league's trying to change the luxury tax rules and everything else, I think
they're
going to
raise
a real tough move.
They're going to raise it. But I think the other part, too, is if he goes to L.A., you would have to give up, was it Matura, Chamatura?
Rory. Yakamura.
Yeah.
And I don't want to – that's a good young piece you need to keep in
place.
That's
what I'm saying. So, I mean, you're going to have to give up – you're going to have to give up quite a bit to get Dame. But if you're trying to win now – Is it worth it? That's the other question to me. Is it worth it?
Does Dame, LeBron, and AD guarantee championship for the Lakers? That's the question you have to ask if you're willing to give up a lot of your young assets to bring in Dame Dollar, a.k.a. Mr. Dame Lillard.
A.k.a. Dame Time. Oh, man.
So
that's a tough one. That's a tough question to answer right there. I don't know.
I need a Jeopardy button for that one.
I don't know. We don't own those rights either. I don't know. I don't know if he. Yeah, I know. I don't know if he would, man, because AD to me is the issue. You know what you're going to get out of LeBron, but he's now load managing even more.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Twice, though.
Yeah. Well, I think it's that. And then also he's become injured a lot more these past, you know, 3-4 seasons. And yeah, I get it. He's 38, 20 seasons in the league. I get that. Still putting up awesome numbers.
Right.
But yeah. That's tough because where do you go from there? AD to me is still that X factor that I can't depend on him.
Is that what you mean when you say it depends on ADJ? Depends on if he's going to be available?
Yeah. Is he going to be available? Is he going to play? How's he going to play? Is he going to play well? I mean, that, you know.
And Wallace, they did give up a lot. And just think about it. They once had Julius Randle, Brandon Ingram, D'Angelo Russell, and Ball all on the same team. And they all have come, you know, show that they can play outside of that Lakers organization, which means they could have done it there. The fans, the fan base, and the front office were not patient enough to, you know, kind of let that team play itself out to see where they would be together. And they kind of screwed themselves on that. They got lucky with the bubble championship. I say bubble championship, whatever you want to call it. They won it, but realistically, who knows what kind of situation they would have been in if they had all those pieces that they traded away. Because Julius Randle proved that he could do it, although Stephen A. Smith hates Julius Randle. He showed and proved that he could do it. He can get it done. Brandon Ingram was one of the most underrated players in the NBA. And I think it's because he's in New Orleans and we don't get a chance to see them all the time. And the team doesn't do great because who they drafted to be his sidekick is too busy chasing porn people, man, opposed to getting himself in shape and playing ball.
Right. So he likes people that, you know, hey, I don't have a problem with it, man.
That's not the issue, Jay. Like who you like, bro.
That's what he like.
That's not the issue.
That's what he likes.
You play 114 or 11, whatever the hell it is, in four seasons.
Yeah.
You got $100-some million contract extension.
Yeah.
And it's done nothing to earn it. Like, you know me, Jay. You know I'm all about the players getting their bag. I'm all about players getting the bag.
Yeah.
Zion might need to give some of that shit back. He steals.
Zion is hard, and I'm gonna tell you like this, man. It's because of the conversations that we've had about calling players busts.
Hey, you want to call him a bust so bad, don't you?
I want to, but the conversation that we've had, and you open my eyes on this subject and saying don't call him a bust because there are other things and factors that go into a player maybe not performing well or performing at their best. But I think this is the one. This is the one that we probably have to say, this dude right here. I don't think the Lakers have enough good starting players to give up to get named. Yeah.
Hey, you're probably right, Wallace. I mean, it would have to be draft capital and all kind of other stuff that makes sense to the Lakers. No arguments there at all, man. It just, you know, I think just the question itself is when you think about Showtime and you think about Dame Time, what he could bring to, you know, that old Laker mystique.
Yeah.
Is that the word I want to use?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair.
The old prestige of the Lake Show.
Yeah, I think that's fair, man. I mean, but like I said, it's that's going to be tough for him and for New Orleans to move him. I know they want to keep him because they want the return of their investment, right?
Right.
And I see that. They want the return of investment. But after this year, it's either put up or shut up, man. I mean, it's got to be. Going to the Clippers, look, I'm glad you brought this up, Wallace. Let me tell you about the Clippers, man.
I keep hearing this, though.
Let me tell you about, first of all, let's start with Playoff P, okay? Playoff P. In the past three seasons, I think the number I saw was 55 games. I think that's how many he's
played. Well, Paul George or Kawhi Leonard? Really?
Paul George. Paul George has stayed hurt. Stayed. And he's 33. He's 33. $200 million on his contract. $200 million. Nah. No, they're trying to get rid of him. That's a fact. That is a fact. That's a fact. They're trying to get rid of him, and no one wants that. No one does.
Damn.
So, okay, now, you bring Zion
in. Did you think, Jay, when that first happened, because everybody's talking about, oh, Paul George want to go back home to L.A. He want to go to the Lakers. Next thing you know, he in L.A., but he with Kawhi and the Clippers. Didn't you see in your mind maybe the Clippers had a chance to make a run?
They had a chance. And his two things with that. Number one, they had a chance. But, you know, they had a chance. But again, the best ability is availability. That's number one.
Fact.
Number two, he could have been with LA with LeBron. And his ego got in the way there. And he could have won championships in L.A. with LeBron. I believe that wholeheartedly. He decided that he's the man. Okay, cool. You the man. I get it. You the man. But as Ric Flair would say, you got to beat the man. And you ain't beat nobody.
Ooh.
You ain't beat nobody. Kawhi comes. Hey, you got somebody that beat somebody. All right, cool. But guess what? He's hurt too. So two of your stars, whether all-star or superstar, wherever you want to put them, because, again, at this point, I can't even put Paul George in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
I can't do it. Unless you're going to invoke the Tracy McGrady rule. If you're going to invoke the Tracy McGrady rule, then yeah, put him in. But I can't do it.
Damn.
I can't do it. He can't carry a team. He ain't beat nobody. What's he done?
Ooh.
So
that's hard to argue, dog. I mean, I can't even bring the argument to you on that one, bro.
So for that reason, I would say LA would be out because they already have a Zion. They have an older Zion already there. Now, ooh. he doesn't bring the off the court issues.
My damn button at.
That Zion did or does. But the on the court stuff, I would think the Clippers organization and those who root for the Clippers would say enough is enough. Enough is enough. How can a broke down in the bubble LA Laker team with Mr. Glass, you know, win a championship? And we got these guys over here who one has already won a championship. We can't even sniff the Western Conference Finals.
I'm just boy, saying. Let me know how you feel about that shit. What? God.
I'm just saying, yes, Rod, he won't make the Hall of Fame. I don't think he will. He probably will later on. You know, again, Tracy McGrady rule. But this dude is not a Hall of Famer. He's not a superstar. He's barely an all-star for his career. Okay? He's a name. Before the injury, before the major injury, and maybe that has something to do with it, and maybe it does. I give him that. But it's just the fact that he's a footnote in the history of basketball. That's him. You know, oh, remember that guy, Paul George? What team did he play for? He was Indiana and in L.A., right? Yeah? Okay, yeah. Like, he's the type of guy that will be a trivia question.
Damn,
right. That makes
you. Damn, you just said Paul George is gonna be game show material later on in life.
He's a trivia question.
Oh shit!
He's a trivia question. Man,
I did something to the buttons. They ain't working right now. It might be a good thing they ain't.
Hey, you know, I mean, just you know, who's the only player that you know in three seasons only played 55 games and was an All Star? Paul George. That's just my sentiment, man. You know, so Yeah, that's what I feel about the Clippers. And if he goes there, hey, I feel sorry for the Clippers fans. They deserve better. They deserve better.
Yeah, they do.
It's
rough. Now, you know, when we came up with tonight's topics, what we wanted to talk about, I had a couple things that I wrote down, man. And I know one that you probably really don't care to hear about, but I know one that's making a big splash down in Central Florida right now is going from Brady to Baker. And it's not even guaranteed that Baker Mayfield is going to be the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Right.
I believe Kyle Trask does have a chance. And I did a show last night, and someone was like, well, Kyle Trask couldn't do anything. He couldn't get on the field in the 3 years that he was behind Brady. And when they did put somebody in, they put Blaine Gabbert in over him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of it is you got to realize Blaine Gabbert was a system quarterback. He played in that Bruce Arians system a very long time. He was with him out in Arizona. So he knew that system very well. Low risk, high reward kind of system. You know what I mean? Like, don't take too many chances. But I don't think it's been a fair shake for him. But to really go through everything both of these young quarterbacks have been through.
Right.
And to have to follow a Tom Brady, I don't care what you do, that shit's going to be hard. And it's just one of those things, Jay, when I stop to think about my team, Red Roof of my team, I want my team to do well this season.
Yeah.
How mentally strong can those two young quarterbacks be in this system with Dave Canales being the offensive coordinator for the first time? And now, everyone always talks about his system and what he did with Geno Smith. He was a quarterback coach and an analyst with the Seahawks, but he wasn't the offensive coordinator. This is a role that he's, you know, been promoted into, which I think he's going to do a good job because of knowing how to call things on game day and situations.
Right.
But you dealt with it, and that's kind of why I'm bringing it to you. You watched Dak Prescott have to step in, and I know it was a little different. He went in for injured Tony Romo.
Right.
And never let the reins go.
Right.
How do you think these young quarterbacks have to and Baker's still fairly young. How do these young quarterbacks transition into stepping in for Tom Brady?
Well, it's funny you say that. I think they actually look to Tom Brady. Tom Brady stepped into Drew Bledsoe's shoes. Drew Bledsoe was a Super Bowl type quarterback. And when he had to step in because Drew Bledsoe went down, he performed. And that's the end of it. You know, I mean, it's as you would tell me, that's what you're paid to do. You're paid to be ready. You step in when it's your time. And if you're not, then you're not. They find someone else, right? So, yeah, I think they have to look to Tom Brady to say, hey, what did he do? He was in your quarterback's room. So this should not be a stretch, right? I would think maybe you got his number. Hey, give him a call. Hey, what was it like, you know, those 17 years ago, 18, you know, 19, whatever years ago.
When you had to step in and replace.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, the thing is that the pressure of it all, and now you're stepping into a role where, again, you're replacing Tom Brady, the greatest of all time at the position. Even though I joke and say, hey, you know, old man Tom, blah, 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 you still can't take away the fact that the man played 20 seasons. You still can't take away the fact that the man won 7 Super Bowls, won 7, went to 10. You can't take that away. It's just not going to happen. So, you know, step up, do your thing. If Baker Mayfield is the guy, then okay, Baker Mayfield's the guy. But compete,
man.
What are you saying? Why? And this is why I think it's going to be tough for y'all. Not The South is going to be competitive. Come on, the South is going to be competitive.
Yeah, and then the reason, and I'm not trying to take anything away.
Not good competitive, but competitive.
You think about, like, if you look at it from a quarterback standpoint,
yeah,
Derek Carr is the only quarterback with a lot of experience.
Yeah,
Falcons have Ritter, and let's not forget what Baker Mayfield did that, you know, the 1 year in Cleveland yeah. When he was able to get them to the playoffs and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah,
if he's a starter, Carolina, Bryce Young, yeah, I know that, you know, he's been named day one starter and they think he's going to be everything they dreamed he would be. He's still playing behind not the best offensive lines, and it doesn't help that he can't even see over the offensive line. So he's got some learning to do. So I think that gives Tampa a chance, because if you look at, like, where our defense ranked last year, points per game, we were ranked like 10th, except for that playoff game to the Cowboys, which the defense was just on the field too long. You know, so I think the defense can help keep us competitive in that division, Wallace. You know, don't start writing a check your ass can't cash yet, buddy, just because y'all bolstered up y'all's defense a little bit, drafted a running back, and we don't know if Desmond Ritter's really that guy to give them the ball. So I still like our chances.
Yeah. Atlanta has made moves. Like you said, New Orleans is still considered the favorite. That division, right? Who that? Yeah, I just Tampa Bay. You know what? We just got to see in the first game, man. First three games.
Yeah,
I would say it's the first three games, because now no one plays in preseason. None of your starters play in preseason.
And the first three games are like preseason games, because there's no chemistry.
Exactly. So that's why I say I wait to the first three games. After the first three games, which sucks, because a lot of times your first three games you're going to have a division game in there.
I hate that the NFL does that too. There should not be a division game within the first 4 weeks of the season.
No, it should be out of division. Hell, out of conference. You know, I don't know, a Jacksonville Tampa Bay game, right?
Well, you got the AFC team, you know, the AFC-NFC crossover that you get.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Do a Jacksonville-Tampa Bay game. Do a, you know, even a Tampa Bay-Miami game, right? You could do a Houston-Dallas game. You can, I mean, just vary it up. A battle for L.A., you know, Rams and Chargers or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they can do that.
Do that. I mean, and keep it in the same area. Right. So you don't have to do a lot of travel. But this whole divisional game within the first four weeks.
Yeah. Cause, like, you know, my rookie year, Jay, we opened up and this is when we were Tampa was in the NFC Central. Mm-hmm. We opened up with the Minnesota Vikings at Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And then week two, we went to Lambeau and played Green Bay. And we didn't have a home game until like the third game out of season, because they were still building Raymond James Stadium at the time. So all our preseason games were on the road.
Yeah.
It sucked. Ooh, yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That's horrible. But I mean, that's the thing that I look at to say, okay, what's up, Uncle Deuce? I say, yeah, who that? That's what I'm saying, man. That I just think New Orleans is going to be the one that comes through. You said didn't play a division game until week five or six.
And they need to get back to that. I just think, especially if you scale the preseason back to three games now, and then even within those three games, your starters don't get a whole lot of run. Get that warm up those first couple times, being that, you know, that non-divisional game, mix it in. The fans just want to see football. We're happy the season started. And you get things rolling, and when it's time to go, you know, buckle up. You got that mojo rolling, then start rolling to division games.
Yeah.
And then I hated the schedule back in the day too, where you would play a division game at home, maybe two opponents different, and then that division opponent again in 3 weeks. Yes. Like, we just play these fools, man.
Yes.
Or even if it's like the one weekend, but man, you're like, come on, dog. Y'all could have did a better job scheduling these games.
Well, you know, and that's NFLPA, in my opinion, has to have a bigger voice in this scheduling situation.
Wallace.
Oh, shit. The Saints are not winning our division.
He must be talking to Uncle Deuce right now. Hey, man, Wallace, do you really, and he going to type yes. Do you really believe that your Falcons made the right moves to win the NFC South? That's just.
Who's your quarterback? That's all I need to know. I just want to know who's the quarterback down there.
Of Atlanta?
Yes.
It's going to be Desmond Ridder. Wallace, am I right or wrong? Is Desmond Ridder going to be your quarterback?
Yeah. Ooh. Uncle Deuce, we'll see Wallace. Yeah. Hey, man. That's a tough one because out of that division, he is not the best quarterback.
Nah, but he has pieces around him, I guess. Whatever, man.
We'll see. We'll see on that running back. I love Bijan Robinson. The fact that we didn't get him and they jumped up to go get him, man. I mean, he's a talent.
I think Bijan Robinson is gonna be fine. I mean, just
you see him in third. Okay, so Saints, and then who's second?
Uncle Deuce, give me your prediction for the NFC South 1 through 4, dog. I want to see.
Already know who one is. Who's 2 through 4? We already know who one is. James, be honest. I do think we did enough to have a chance to win the division, and Ritter is the starter.
Atlanta made a lot of moves. They made some key pickups in the secondary on defense. You know, they got the young cornerback that was a former first round pick from the Detroit Lions. They added defensive line help, which Grady Jarrett needed. Kyle Pitts disappeared in year two.
Yeah.
Hoping that he can come back in year three and be the guy that they thought he would be. Atlanta is going to be a much improved team. I'm not saying they're not. I think the inexperience of Desmond Ridder could hamper that offense of Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson don't get things going with the run game. That's all that is, Wallace. I mean, that's just in a nutshell.
Let's say Uncle Deuce predicts Saints, Panthers, ATL, and Bucks, and he gives you a sorry for the Bucks being. Look, he's looking for buttons right now, Uncle Deuce. Oh, he's looking. Saints, Panthers, ATL. Oh,
Bucks,
man.
Last. You picked the Panthers to do better than the Bucks just because they got a 5'8" quarterback from Alabama?
Man, how tall is Trask? What? 6'1", 6'2"?
Kyle Trask is 6'4", bro.
Oh, my bad. He just throws like he's 6'1", 6'2".
That's what we're doing? You ain't even seen Kyle Trask throw the ball enough.
No one has. Because they beat out the Panthers. Second is tough because they beat out the Panthers. Well, you know, that is that part.
I just hope we go stomp a mud hole in the New Orleans Saints' ass. That's all I hope right now.
I know you hope. We all have to have that hope.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope. Yeah. Hopes are things that dreams are made of, right?
Something like that. If it was a spliff, we all be high.
We'd all be high. Nah, man, he did a lot of good things this offseason. Who did?
The Falcons. I think nobody. Falcons were probably the most active team in the NFC South. The thing is Michael Thomas going to be healthy? They showed him deadlifting some weight on that leg today in New Orleans. That's another presence with Olave, the receiver with him.
Oh, yeah.
The Saints could be, you know, what they were a couple years prior to Tom Brady getting to the NFC South. Honestly. Yeah. Because before Brady came to Tampa, that was the team.
I mean, okay, yeah, Pitts disappeared possibly because of Mariota, but maybe it was Pitts just disappeared because of Pitts. P-
Pitts was the Pitts.
Pitts was the Pitts. He's now. I'm not saying.
What's wrong, man? Wallace got you scared to talk.
No, come on. Hey, you know where I am. Look, I'm not afraid of the NFC South. Okay, we already beat your champion last year, so what's another year of doing it?
Hey, man, y'all just better be worried about.
Don't worry about yourself. Look, wild card champs, right here, buddy. We got you.
Wow, we giving our championship belts for the wild card now.
Wild card champs, right here.
Oh, I'm getting that on shit. Wild card champs. I be to the damn. Boy, you crazy.
They're going to have Kamara play this year. Okay.
Now, that's a big factor. The Saints need Kamara to be the team that they want to be, I believe. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the defense is definitely one that has to be reckoned with.
Yep. I mean, if the ball is thrown to you, catch it.
Now, Mariota did some questionable things last year with y'all. Yes, Wallace, you were right. I won't question that. We shall see, brother. We shall see. Yeah, I wish Atlanta nothing but the best outside the NFC South.
Hey, Uncle Deuce, you never have to question my team, man, my squad, and who I root for. Right here, buddy. Right here. All day. How about them Cowboys?
Yes. Uncle Deuce, don't get it started. We don't want to hear about them right now. Like, I don't.
Come on, man. Everybody wants to hear about America's team.
I mean, the best thing I saw today was a highlight reel of CeeDee Lamb dropping passes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. How about the one that Brady was throwing him in the dirt? Those were great. Remember those?
Yeah, but you didn't see that today. You're just trying to make shit up because you didn't see that today.
I didn't make it up.
I really did see a highlight tape of CeeDee Lamb dropping and Michael Gallup. Dropping wide open ass passes left and right.
So what? It's
what OTAs. Preseason?
It's OTAs, man.
No, dog. This was from games last year.
Oh my gosh. Probably Wallace. He will probably get fired this year. He will probably get fired.
I don't think so. Well, let's say this: it's all predicated on what they do postseason wise. If he gets to the postseason and wins at least 2 games.
No, we get more than 9 wins. We get more than 9 wins.
Hey, man, y'all better hope Saquon Barkley decides to hold his ass out and not take that contract.
I'm not worried about Saquon Barkley. I'm not. Our run defense, at best, come on now. Let's, Uncle Deuce. At best, yes, he's going to be a 100-yard rusher against us. Now, We've beefed up our defense, supposedly, our defensive line. Armstrong should be back, healthy. So, I mean, yeah, we've done some things on that defense that should help with the run because we were horrible against the run last year.
Yeah, but y'all got from Michigan is a beast, man.
He's a beast. But here's the other thing. We've also beefed up our secondary. So now because we were already good in that department, we're
why? Because y'all got old-ass Gilmore?
Don't worry about who we got, man. Don't worry.
I'm just asking you. You say you beefed up your secondary?
We got Gilmore, but we also drafted a nice little cornerback here. Okay, so don't look, man. I get it.
I get it, bro. I just asked a question.
I just asked
a question, dog. Don't get mad at your boy for asking a question, man.
Hey, now win division.
Other dudes, damn, you skipped Philly, went all the way to New York with that shit? Really?
Listen. New York is not going to win a division.
Hey, dog,
that's not going to happen. Not this year.
Okay.
Danny Jones had a nice little year, okay? He had a nice little year. That ain't going to happen.
And they had the wide receiver from Tennessee. What's his name? Jalen Carter?
Yeah.
Can catch and run. They need Saquon.
I know you trolling. And that's fine. Listen. Uncle Deuce, if you ain't heard this before, let me make sure you understand. I'm going to say it right in the camera. Look, there are two types of fans in the NFL. Those that root for the Cowboys and those that root against. And we obviously know. We Bring on the hate. Bring on the hate. It's so true. Y'all love to watch the Cowboys play, but it's really, oh, they're going to lose today. And you have at least one friend that's a Cowboys fan. You have at least one.
Hey, Jay, I will honestly sit up and admit, I've watched plenty of Cowboy games just hoping that they lose. And you know what?
See, look.
I shouldn't be like that.
My whole family is Dallas fan, man. I got to. That's what I'm saying. Look, I get it. I totally get it, right? Because the moniker of America's team has been placed on them. We didn't do it. Someone else did. We ran with it. Okay? That's how it goes, right? The fact that we've won championships and it's been 27 now going on 28 years, yes, I get it. But we still tout us as the best. I get it. No one likes our owner, excuse me, including the fans of the team. I get it. But at the end of the day, we still root for our team and believe we're going to go to the Super Bowl every year.
Y'all believe that every year since 95.
Bro. Every year. Oh, man, 1960. Since 1960, we saying we're going to the Super Bowl. Even the 1-15 year when Jimmy Johnson came in. Oh, we going to the Super Bowl. Man, get out of here. I'm a football fan. Okay? I'm an honest football fan. Jay's not y'all team, and it's more of y'all's fans being so cocky about y'all team.
That's it right there.
You're correct.
Wallace.
You're correct.
Dallas fans are delusional. They're like the girl that sits by the phone saying, yes. Oh, he gonna call me back. No,
yes.
No, bitch.
Yes. Yes. And in Dallas, excuse me, is that crazy, beautiful girlfriend who looks great, wonderful, put all the makeup on, you know, get the hair going, right? And then you get them home, they take off the wig, they take off the lashes, they take off their face.
I'm gonna get you, sucker.
Damn, they take off the leg, you know, I mean.
Wow.
And it's like, ooh. But, again, if you don't root for your squad, what do you do? What I mean, you play to win the game.
Now, Jay, you have a point. You root for your squad.
You root for your squad.
But you can be realistic when rooting for you. Now, I'm not saying you, because you're probably – and I think that's the only reason I could tolerate us being friends is because you're probably the most realistic Cowboy fan I ever met.
I'm a realist, man. I'm a realist.
But so many is like, nah, man, you don't even understand. That's the year. We doing this. We doing that. I'm like, come on, dog. Have you watched football? Have you watched games to really know? Like,
I would like to say I was raised right, man. And like I said, I love Dak. He's a great human being, a humanitarian. He does some nice things on the field, but he can't throw nobody open. Throw his receiver open. That's just a fact. That's a fact of what it is, man.
Hey, man,
so
what I'm not going to do right now is start talking about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm playing. You let me talk about Tampa. I'm just messing with you.
We talked about Tampa. We talked about them sorry butt Hawks, man. Come on now.
Wallace asked that question, bro.
You let it go.
We just give the fans what they want.
Listen. You know somebody is like, what's again? They start studying their voice. Get high. That's a tip for y'all. what's again? Yeah, okay. All right.
Hey, man.
That's all right. You know, look, Cowboys Cutting Up will be coming back. And
is it going to come on out of the blood or two?
You better stop that. Don't forget them. Listen, Uncle, about them Saints, man. Y'all just worry about who your quarterback is and if you got a running back this season. That's all you need to do, okay? And get out the South. That way we can beat them in the playoff. When things don't go right with y'all team, y'all fans going to G5 Classified.
Hey, Wallace. Hey, look. Top flight security of the world. You can't find that yet.
You're going to find me. I'm going to be right here. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to agree with you, what went wrong. I'm going to tell you what went wrong because, I'm a football fan. I'm a football fan. Relax. y'all ain't going to be fine. Yeah, nah, that's going to be a tough one. Like I said, now you want to talk about whoever gets 9 wins in the NFC South, that's who's going to win it. 9 wins will win the NFC South like it did last year.
A couple years ago, that was the same thing in the NFC East, though.
See how you said a couple years? Who living in the past?
Okay, my 2 year pass can't compare to the 23-plus year pass of the Dallas Cowboys fans.
28, dog. Sir. We're going on 28 this year.
There it is. See, I'm glad you know. I said the wrong number. Just I want to hear you say that shit.
That's okay. What did I say? I'm a realist.
Yeah.
No, not this year. Look, Uncle Deuce, I love it. Not this year. For y'all, absolutely not. For us, we got a better chance than y'all.
I think he was talking to Wallace. Wallace said they're going to be fine this year. He said, nah, not this year.
Man, NFC South will not be fine, okay?
Nah, we're good. Because you know why? We play against the AFC South. The hardest team in that division is Tennessee. And they ain't got quarterback.
So. Isn't Jacksonville in that division?
But yeah, Trevor Lawrence ain't doing shit.
Hey. Okay, now who's delusional? Look, you better recognize Duval.
Time out. You only saying that because they came back and beat the Cowboys ass last year.
What I'm saying that is this. No, okay. Okay, y'all going to – hey, some people going to get their feelings hurt.
All right, man, Jacksonville the best team in the damn AFC South. Okay, you win what?
Yeah. I mean, other than – who else is in the AFC South that can beat them?
But –
yeah. It's not Tennessee because I don't trust Derrick Henry at this point.
But their defense is pretty good. And if Henry does play well, they can win. They're the clear favorite. The Colts.
And they ain't got no quarterback.
The Colts are bad. The Texans are gonna be bad.
Yes.
So Jacksonville will win that division easily.
We do have a tough schedule, Wallace. We do.
Finally, they had the third easiest schedule last year.
Stop it. But you know what? You got to play the people in front of you and win. You got to win with the people in front of you. It don't matter.
Spoken like a true Cowboys fan.
Listen,
we can only play the schedule that we're there.
Guess who had the easiest? Y'all, because y'all was playing each other. So I don't know why you even talking.
That's what we're doing, dog. Yes.
Hey, the NFC South played each other. So they're obviously, if we're third, actually, we should have been fifth.
No, that was last year. We actually had the Buccaneers had the third hardest schedule last year.
Man, come on, bro. Y'all played the NFC South twice, 6 games.
Once again. You heard what I said. I don't make the schedule. I just report on
it. Uh-oh. Spoken like a true Tampa Bay fan. You know what? Defend your division, man. I love it.
Hey, Unk, that's all he got, man. Because he know deep down he's scared of Philly. He's scared of the Giants this year.
Oh, I'm definitely not scared of them.
We don't know what other division. We know he don't want to go see the NFC West.
The commies?
They still having nightmares about Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey running all over that ass in the playoffs.
That's true. You know what, though? I'm really not because – there's some turmoil that's going on out there.
Uh-huh.
They got to figure that out. But
what's the turmoil between Lance and
division has have a bad division at some point? Yeah, at some
true.
Point they
that's
do.
True because like you know it went NFC least.
You like saying that
NFC South.
Yeah,
and then now AFC South. You know,
NFC West was pretty bad. NFC West was pretty bad. At a certain point. I mean, it is what it is, man. Everybody has it. So, am I worried? Not right now. Not right now. Nah, not right now. Again, talk to me. Talk to me on that fourth game of the season.
Hey, man, let me see y'all schedule for the first couple weeks.
We doing this now.
Shit, we here? We might as well. We here, dog.
We still over right now, man.
It's all good.
It's all good.
We're going to do this top five, though.
Yeah, I'm not worried. All
right. So, 2023.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys regular season schedule. Week one at New York Giants. Week two, New York Jets.
When?
No. You will start out 0-2. You'll win your first game week 3 against the Arizona Cardinals.
3-0.
And then you have the Patriots.
Win.
The 49ers.
That's a push.
The Chargers.
Ooh. Ooh.
The Rams.
And that's going to be a good one because we're going up against
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore.
Yeah. So you got the Chargers, then the Rams, then the Eagles.
Rams is a win. The Eagles, we'll probably lose that first one.
And then the Giants again, because you're at the Eagles that first one.
Oh, yeah. We'll lose
at, that. At Carolina Panthers.
Win.
Commanders at home.
Win.
Seattle at home.
Win.
Eagles at home.
We'll win that one.
At Buffalo.
We'll lose that one.
Yeah, in December, it's going to be cold.
Oh, yeah, we'll lose that one.
In Miami.
Win.
L. Lions.
Wait a minute, hold on. First of all, Tua will not be in the game. He'll be out of concussion, so
I'm
that's
talking about, I'm talking about Miami's defense, fool.
That's a win for us.
Man, boy, bye. All right. Then after the Dolphins, you get the Lions.
We're not no. It's a, thank you, Jonesy. Thank you.
Nah, Jonesy, baby. I smoke cigars, and that's all I smoke.
Smoking that good, good.
And all I got is regular. I ain't got no Cubanos.
It sounds like to me we have 3 losses at this point.
So you telling me y'all going 14-3?
I wouldn't say 14-3, maybe 13-4. 12-5, but we ain't 9 wins. Come on, man.
Did you just read
the schedule? So you telling me we're gonna lose to Philly twice, we're gonna lose to Commies twice. Who else? We definitely beating the Patriots.
Definitely.
We definitely beating the Patriots.
So you and y'all definitely beating Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and that Jets defense?
Yes. Yes. Who's he got on offense? Them old Packers? Come on, man. Stop it.
I'm talking about Sauce Gardner and that defense y'all got to play against, dog.
I'm talking about, isn't it Randall Cobb? He's back or something like that?
Time out. Stop. Did you say Randall Cobb was back? Are you serious? Nah, dog. I got to look at the Jets roster, bro. You got to be lying to me, man. Nope.
11-5? I could take. I don't think we'll be
11-5 is a lot more realistic, dog.
Maybe.
You said 14-3.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Going up against, we'll beat the New York Packers. Our defense can play as well. Thank you, Jonesy. Yes, they definitely can. We can match up with them for sure. Matter of fact, our defense is better than New York's. We know this.
Stop it. Your defense, man. I don't think your defense is better than the Jets defense this year, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Right. It definitely is.
All right, hold on. Where is this roster? Let me see. If I see this man's name on here, I'm going to get up and walk off this goddamn shoulder. Can't be, dog. He can't be. He can't. Damn, it's not in alphabetical order either. It's, oh, shit.
You ready to walk?
Well, you lucky that damn button ain't working. I'd ring the doorbell on that ass. We rang the doorbell.
Bro, damn. They got... Bro, they got old people on the side. Dudes, 10-7? Come on now. 10-7? I'm not seeing that.
Hey, man, they could have said something. I mean, this okay, dude just said, you just said 14-3, bro.
Okay, not 14-3. We'll split. We'll probably split with the Commies. We may split with the Giants.
You'll split with Philly.
We'll split with Philly. We usually split with Philly. And you know what? I'll even give them 2. But the others, nah, I can't see that, man. It's, nah. No.
Mm.
Not see, this is the stuff I'll be talking about right here. 9-8, you need to stop. you must be talking about y'all squad, not our squad. 14-3 is reaching. 14-3 is reaching. That's a delusional Cowboy fan in me right now. This is preseason. This is pre-preseason Cowboy fan right now.
So pre-preseason, y'all already winning the Super Bowl.
I didn't say that. What I said was 14-3 in the regular season. That's what I said. Now, it depends on, but here's the thing. If I say that and I said we don't win the division, that means Philly is better than 14-3. But we haven't had a back-to-back division winner.
Yeah, you sound like Trey Collis right now. But he did call that one. Don't sleep on the Giants winning y'all division this year.
I am. I'm going to sleep really well on that because I just ain't seeing it. First of all, you got Saquon. We don't know where he is mentally. You know he don't like what's going on in the coaching staff and all of that. But the front office.
It's not It's not the coaching staff.
It's not.
Brian Daboll went to bat for. He's like, hey man, he need to pay the man. He wants his star player to get paid what he needs to be paid.
Wallace. If he doesn't put them in at least the NFC Championship,
9-8 will do it, Wallace.
No. 9-8 will, yeah. But if he goes 14-3 and doesn't go to the NFC Championship, he's done.
What was y'all schedule? Let me see again. Cause if y'all they might fire Mike McCarthy on the plane ride home. I'm just trying to see if that last game was a road game or not.
I mean, dude, how many years removed was he from winning the Super Bowl before Green Bay let him go?
It wasn't long. You sure about that? He only been out of coaching like 3 years, and the last time Green Bay won a Super Bowl, we talked about it, it wasn't even 13.
It was 11 years ago.
Yeah.
It was like 11 seasons or something like that. It was a long time ago. But the same thing with Peterson, right? He won the Super Bowl. 2 seasons later, he's out.
Yeah, that's because him and Jaime wasn't seeing eye to eye no more on how to do stuff. So this schedule goes, man. That boy gonna be looking for a ride home from the Commanders game.
Yeah, gonna make it to. I don't think we make it to the NFC Championship, honestly.
Man, shit.
If we do, it'll be Philly and Dallas. It'll be Philly and Dallas in the championship game. Who else? Who else would come out of San Fran?
Yes. Yep.
Nah.
San Fran, the favorite to win the NFC.
Stop it. With Trey Lance, stop it.
They brought up with Brock Purdy last year, damn near.
I like how you say damn near.
They got to the NFC Championship game with Brock Purdy as the quarterback.
Man, look. No one had the book on Brock Purdy. Now they do. Especially if he plays the season. And you know this to be true. You know what I'm talking about.
No damn book. He played enough games that shouldn't have a book on him. They just couldn't stop him because they couldn't stop Christian McCaffrey.
They don't know his tendencies. CNC now you know Music tendencies. Factory. Come on now, game. You know how this works. You look for tendencies. What does he like to do in situations? What does a coach like to do with the quarterback in these situations? What can he do? What can he do? You know this. You've studied this. You've been in those rooms, right?
Yeah.
Okay then. So, and that's what y'all talk about. If there's nothing on him, what do you talk about?
What else everybody else is stuff on?
Nothing.
Man, let me do. Hey, all I know is I'm excited about this NFL season.
I am.
Sorry. I am so happy that the Buffner and I hooked up, linked up to start doing this crazy ass show that we do. And for any of y'all that's catching us for the first time, we normally have our segments on here, different things that we do every week. And one segment that has become tradition is our top five. And so tonight, although we 20 minutes over, it don't matter. We're having a good time. We appreciate people like Jonesy Baby and Unk coming in here and Wallace, like always. Yeah. But we got to do our – hey, man, J-Styles, you got to break down and introduce this top five for the people so we can talk about it real quick before we get up out of here.
That's right. Hey, look, this is the top five, and I'm going to do it this way, okay? Some people have top 100, some have a top 50, some have a top 25, some even punk out and do a top 10, but not here. Big Game Sports Buzz, who's in, who's out, what's in, what's out, top five. Hit the button.
Oh, I'm hitting buttons.
Nah, don't hit the button. That's fine. Don't do it. Now you messed it up. It's all good.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
That's funny. And Wallace, you keep it up, man. Go. Hey, look, top five sports trades of all time in all sports. Now, this is a tough one because there's been a lot of just trades out there that are just crazy. But which ones, and put it in the chat, which ones made you say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they did that? These are the top five. Usually Big Game has like 7, 8, 20 of them, and he tries to put them all in. He'll say, oh, you know, I was going to put this one in, but I didn't. Like, you just did. So top five, that's it.
Really? And we – You did an in my top 10, but not my top five last week, and named seven extra groups of people.
Stop living in the past,
father
man.
And son. So good, dog.
Why are you talking about old stuff? Don't bring
all
it
up. Right. So, top five trades all time. There was a million of them. Yes. And I'm not going to do an honorable mention because Jay likes to talk about me. So, number five, 1988. Wayne Gretzky goes from Edmonton to the LA Kings.
Yes.
Big move in the hockey world. Surprised a lot of people.
Yep.
I'm surprised I knew who Wayne Gretzky was back then. Number four, KG to Boston from Minnesota in 2008. Really changed the landscape into me forming the first big three.
Yep.
That happened. This one here, A-Rod getting sent to New York. And I believe that was from the Texas
the Rangers. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good one, too. Yeah.
So, but that wasn't a trade, Jonesy. That was free agency.
Yeah,
free agency.
Yeah.
Number two.
That was still a Beast.
Bomb. Yeah, Beast Mode. Marshawn Lynch getting traded midway through the season in 2010, getting sent to Seattle from Buffalo.
Yes.
Staying in trouble, you know, when he came out of Cal early on in Buffalo. Not a lot to do in Buffalo. So if you're a Negro doing something you shouldn't be doing, you stand out like a sore thumb. Marshawn Lynch got in trouble and really should be a two-time Super Bowl champion, but Pete Carroll messed that up for him. And then the craziest trade of all time ever in all sports has something to do with the team we just spent too much goddamn time talking about. 1990. The Dallas Cowboys send Herschel Walker to the Minnesota Vikings for a bunch of picks that would turn out to be Emmitt Smith, Mike Irvin, Troy, all these goddamn different first-round picks from trading away washed-up-ass Herschel Walker and made Dallas the
power UG, brought UG them back
dynasty they were you in the 90s.
Brought them back.
And that was the craziest trade of all time to me.
Brought them back. Well, that's very good, sir. Yeah, Wayne Gretzky, I agree with you. From the Oilers to the Kings, the great one. I mean, he's a Canadian playing in Canada. Now, all of a sudden, you trade him to an American team, and he does great things there and even makes it even better there. I agree with you. Herschel Walker has to be one of those trades that excuse me. Just and yeah, Jonesy, the holy grail of trades, man. Just, oh, my gosh. How did that happen? How do you pull that off? One guy for all those, it was the 80s. For all those picks, you know me. I'm a historian when it comes to this stuff. I go old school a lot of times. Babe Ruth being traded from the Red Sox to the Yankees, man, like that don't even. Why do you do this?
Nobody knows it. Okay.
If you're in the sports.
I respect Joe.
Thank you.
Goddamn great Bambino.
Hey, he was a Boston Red Sox. And then, you know, there's a heated rivalry there. So that's always a thing. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was traded from Milwaukee to LA.
Yeah.
This guy wins the championship in Milwaukee, gets traded.
That's a big one. Give you that one.
Craziness. And then, of course, finally, talking about teams that we just spent way too much time on. The New Orleans Saints traded away their whole team.
Draft. Yeah.
The whole draft for one dude out of Texas. One Ricky Williams. I mean, the fact that you have Mike Ditka wearing dreadlock hats, wigs, or whatever.
No, man. The Sports Illustrated with the goddamn dress.
Dress. Oh. That's the point. Randy Moss to the Patriots was a big deal. Actually, Randy Moss trades were big because Minnesota to Oakland when he first got traded, and then he got traded from there to the Patriots. It's like, wait a minute, man. What is going on here?
And then from the Patriots, he ended up into Tennessee.
In Tennessee, yeah.
It was great.
That was crazy. But yeah. But yeah, that one to me was just one of those. What? So there you go. There's the top five. Thank you so much for hanging in with us. It was definitely fun. Like I said, with different kind of format, but hey, just fun all the way around. We're gonna take a little short break. Just short stuff, but we will have more content on the page, on the YouTube channel for sure. Make sure that you like, subscribe, and share this out. We'll have shorts, we'll have reels. Blurted 2 is going to be around. I don't know why this guy is talking like this, but it is. But we have other shows and other great stuff, other great content. But thank you again for joining in. I'm Jay Soggs, the Buff Nerd.
You almost said I'm Big Game James, didn't you?
Almost did. It's late.
You had to watch a track meet where people that you love walked the whole curve of a 400. Yeah, this shit'll do it to you.
It's hot. It's so hot outside.
Hey, man, if y'all checking us out for the first time, please check out past episodes. Y'all see how we get down. Please continue to watch the Chop Shop, Two Birds, One Show, Blurted 2, One Day. And if you happen to like the Cowboys, you can check out the Buff Nerd and Trey. Trey something.
Trey Collins.
Talk about the goddamn Cowboys.
The goddamn Cowboys?
Yeah, wow. The goddamn Cowboys. Anyway, that's the Buff Nerd, Jay Stoggs, on your boy Big Game James.
Let's go.
Thank you for checking out Big Game Sports Buzz. Until next time, peace.
Yeah. Big Game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes, like behind the O-line, soon as the QB say hype. It's Big Game, Big Game, Analysis from the player's point of view. Injuries, big trades.